AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. We'll start with the prices you pay for the things you need. Word is just in this morning that consumer inflation slowed to 7.1% over the past year. That eases some pressure on your wallet and on the economy. He built a house of cards on a foundation of deception, says the SEC. Sam Bankman-Fried, once the wealthy head of the failed cryptocurrency firm FTX, now being charged by the SEC with scheming to cheat investors. And that's not all.
The former CEO of failed crypto firm FTX, Sam Bankman-Fried, has been arrested in the Bahamas at the request of the U.S. government. That's according to the U.S. Attorney's Office in New York. Bankman-Fried is under criminal investigation by U.S. and Bahamian authorities following the collapse last month of FTX. The firm filed for bankruptcy on November 11th when it ran out of money after the cryptocurrency equivalent of a bank run. I'm Norman Hall.
Ice, sleet, snow, tornado warnings, it's all in the weather forecast for parts of the nation as that monster storm in the west continues moving east. The AP's Donna Warder on who's going to get the fierce weather.
Parts of Interstate 90 and Interstate 29 through South Dakota are expected to be closed by mid-morning today because of freezing rain, snow, low visibility, drifting snow, and high winds. Folks farther south in Texas and Louisiana could get heavy rains with flash flooding, hail, and tornadoes. And the storm is expected to continue southeast into Florida later in the week.
Drug makers Merck and Moderna say a potential skin cancer vaccine they're developing did well in a mid-stage study. Only two small SUVs got the top rating in the insurance industry's crash testing, the Ford Escape and the Volvo XC40. Toyota's RAV4 was rated acceptable. This is AP News.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
Still looking for that perfect gift? UNTUCKit is having a huge 25% off sale site-wide and store-wide for a limited time only. UNTUCKit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with a gift of our super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, and cozy sweaters. So don't miss your last chance to save 25% off right now at UNTUCKit.com or your nearest UNTUCKit store for a limited time only. UNTUCKit, shirts designed.
¿Te tiene agobiado tu trabajo? ¿Sueñas con una carrera profesional donde puedas ganar más dinero y te sientas apreciado? Si tu respuesta es afirmativa, entonces Sigma Castings, una división de Sigma Engineered Solutions en Marquesan y Jackson, es tu respuesta. Son más que una empresa, son una familia de expertos dedicados que abarcan continentes. Te harán sentir apreciado de muchas maneras. Por ejemplo, el nivel básico de pago es de $18 por hora con revisiones periódicas de rendimiento. Después de los primeros 90 días de empleo, tendrás derecho a 80 horas de vacaciones más 11 feriados pagados. Aún más, ganarías un bono de $2,000 por permanecer en tu puesto. Te ofrecen un paquete de beneficios robusto, con primas bajas y excelente cobertura, y su plan de retiro 401k te va a impresionar. Se está contratando ahora para el primer turno, lunes a viernes, de 5 de la mañana a 2 de la tarde. Empieza tu nueva carrera ya con Sigma Castings en Marquesan y Jackson. Encuéntralos en Indeed o llama a 920-260-8560 y levántate en la mañana feliz de ir al trabajo.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
For Civic Media, I'm Terry Bell with this news. Senator Ron Johnson ends his re-election campaign with more debt than cash. That's according to the Federal Elections Commission. Johnson listed $1.2 million in the bank at the end of the election cycle, but $11.2 million in debts and obligations. Mandela Barnes ended the campaign with an $800,000 balance and no debts or obligations. Wisconsin wildlife officials are investigating a bald eagle found shot and wounded in Franklin last week. It's illegal to shoot bald eagles. The DNR isn't saying much about the bird's condition, only that if it recovers, it will need more surgery. In sports, the Brewers get catcher William Contreras as part of a trade with Atlanta and Oakland. Milwaukee also gets pitchers Justin Yeager and Joel Piamps. Tonight, the Bucks host Golden State. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
The Earl Ingram Show is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
Same number. How you doing, Connor?
I'm doing all right, Earl.
Are you working on the Ark?
Working on the what?
The Ark.
The Ark?
Yeah, man. It's supposed to be raining for the next 4 or 5 days, man.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, man. It's supposed to be. Yeah, we're going to need an Ark.
Well, I mean, I got to get the animals first.
Well, if you want to get the animals, there was a place in Milwaukee that they discovered just the other day, 126 animals. In a house, everything from a goat to the guy had a menagerie, man. He had the Ark. And I don't know, 27 dogs. He had cockatoos. He had rabbits. He had alligators. He had, you know, I mean, can you imagine what that smelled like? Right? And this cat was, and you know, so they. How do you not know that your neighbor has 127, I don't know how many animals it was, man. It's, I don't know, 120 or somewhere around there. It was, you know, and he had all of these things. Man, a goat, a horned goat in a cage, a small cage, and so these animals, man, he had he had ducks. I mean, look it up, man. He had everything. and you just wonder, man. And then they said later he had a pet shop that closed. And so he brought all those things, all the reptiles. He brought all those things to his house. And was able to, I don't know what his, you don't know the mindset of people, man. You know, I get it. He's an animal lover. But, man, you know, the odor, the stench, it was a duplex. And I don't know if he either lived upstairs or downstairs, but I'm sure people had to have been able to. Can you imagine during the warm days of summer? What that must have smelled like. But anyway, they found it out in, and so, yeah, they're going to charge him with something. I don't know what it is. All those different animals, they're going to clean up, I guess, the reptiles they'll send to places for reptiles.
What was their condition? Were they healthy? Were they?
Well, they said their condition was pretty decent. You know, they just were filthy.
No.
You know, There was no space, no room to clean them up, man, you know. And I'm sure they defecated all over the place, And so they were kept in cages and those types of things, man. Man, wonderful cockatoos, you know what I mean? Beautiful, beautiful birds, man, you know, that he had. And anyway, they're going to clean them up, and then they're going to let people adopt them. So anyway, but all the rain's coming, man. And I say bring it on. You know why, man? I love the rain this time of year.
How come?
And that could be snow. Do you know what I mean?
Yep.
It should be snow. 4 or 5 days of rain. And I don't know if you're aware of it, man, but there's been 9 consecutive days now with no sun. You probably haven't even thought about it, because I hadn't thought about it until I heard it on television.
I knew I was missing something.
Yeah, man, 9 days. Without any sun. And, you know, maybe that's why people feel so melancholy right now.
Yeah.
But anyway, man, I want to talk about, were you ever a mall guy, man?
A mall guy?
Yeah.
No.
You mean as a young person, you didn't spend time in the malls?
No, I didn't. I remember going to the mall like, I don't know. I mean, I went to the mall with my family. But
that's what
just,
I mean.
We just shopped, though. It wasn't really fun. We just walked around, and I would have to wait for my mom to get out of some clothing store for, like, 2 hours.
So listen, man, that was my generation, malls. And malls have died in this country, man.
Yep.
They have died, and the amount of money that had been invested in malls this time of the year, never will forget when I was a young man and my family was young. Man, going to the mall, right? Man, it was a big deal, man. The movie theaters were there. They had arcades. You didn't go to the malls for arcades, man?
Nah.
Man, oh, you needed money to do that, right?
I mean, probably. I didn't even really see any arcades at the malls that I had went to.
Well, you were in Chicago.
Yeah.
Man, you know.
It's mostly retail, mostly high-end retail. Like, I've been to Water Tower Place. That's downtown Chicago.
Oh,
that's a mall.
Come on, man. You go in the Water Tower Place, man, you know, you just, all you can do for the most part is look.
Look, exactly.
I know.
Exactly.
Because
that's probably why I didn't go.
That was upper middle class, upper rung stuff, right? And so the stores they had in there, Macy's and those kind of places, were the stores they had in New York. But but it was suburban areas that spurned the malls going back to the 1950s. And so, man, it was a staple in this country. It is going by the wayside. They've been dying. And right about now, during the holidays, man, that was it, man. We would, the America and the Americans, man, we would just, we waited for this time of year, man. The Christmas holiday, man, we're in the malls, the parking lots. Man, you go to different places now, and those parking lots are empty. And many of those malls are basically empty. And people have gone beyond the malls. We were addicted to malls. I know I was, because I had a couple of nickels in my pocket. And so, you know, you just, it was a nice, safe place to go. You could bring your families there. They had everything. And the Mall of America was the granddaddy of them all. You ever hear of the Mall of America?
I've heard of it.
In Minnesota, man.
Yeah.
And I never will forget the biggest mall in the world, Minnesota, an indoor amusement park. Roller coasters, the whole nine yards inside of the Mall of America. And you hadn't arrived, man, until you were able to take your family. You couldn't get to Disney World. You know what I mean? you know, although I did take my family there. But a lot of people couldn't get to those kind of places. And so the Mall of America was it, man. If you could make it to the Mall of America, you had made it. And so I never will forget going into the Mall of America for the first time, man. And you walk in and everybody's heads are up in the sky, in the air, like when you go to New York and then look at the World Trade Centers, or when you go to New York, man, or when you go to France and look at the Eiffel Tower, or when you go to New York and you look at the Empire State Building, heads always up in the air. But the malls are a figment of our imagination. And I wonder, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. I wonder if you guys remember the times of the malls and what that was like, And here comes a guy who should know. I mean, he's from that bygone days.
How you doing, Earl?
None other than Johnny Watermelon.
Well, it's funny you ask that, because I used to live in Hudson, Wisconsin, which is really close to the Mall of America. And yes, sir, I have been there, and it is quite the spectacle.
What, so you remember the days and the times, man, when the malls? Did you ever? Well, you didn't hang out at the malls, but you certainly understood the impact that the malls had in our lives.
Yeah, absolutely. It was kind of a destination, like you were just talking about. It was very important to my current wife at the time. And, you know, used to go there, and you could spend the whole day there, man. I mean, they had just about everything you could think of under the sun. I mean, you talk about the roller coaster deal in there. Absolutely, that was kind of a draw. And every store you could think of, man. I mean, they had everything from soup to nuts. So, yeah, it was quite the event.
You know, man, this is not just the Mall of America. It was the malls all over the country.
Right.
It was a part of folklore. It was a part of family life. Because if you could get to the mall, the movies, all of these things,
sure.
Safe place for kids. You could move around, do your shopping. There was places you could leave your kids, actually. but that part of America is dying. And not just in major markets, even in small towns and other places where malls were king.
Yeah.
You know, and all of those stores that were in those malls, you know, people worked in.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so you can imagine how many jobs those things burn. But if today, you know, I don't know, it's rare for me to even get in a mall. What about you?
Well, the last time I was in a mall, I can't remember, Earl. It's been that long. You know, I mean, there's just so many conveniences with having stuff you delivered to you online. I think it's really impacted that whole shopping experience. I mean, when you can sit in the convenience of your living room or kitchen table and order something, and it's a good value, you know, it's too easy.
So hold on a second, man. You got a minute?
Yeah.
All right, hang on. Sure. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. I'm waxing nostalgic about the malls, and they're gone, right, for the most part. And Johnny just brought up one of the reasons why they're gone. I didn't think about that, but online shopping. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back.
The Devil's Advocates.
The plaintiff, Donald J. Trump, hereby serves his suit against the defendants, Hillary Clinton and her cohorts, orchestrated an unthinkable plot, one that shocks the conscience and is an affront to the nation's democracy. This week on Fox.
You know what I mean? Like you're throwing a few too many adverbs and adjectives in this sentence.
One man, one mission, Donald Trump gets made fun of. This is Watergate 2.
Making radio great again.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis.
Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Highs around 38 today. Under overcast skies, southeasterly winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Scattered rain showers likely tonight. Lows level off around 36. Overcast skies. Cloudy skies tomorrow. Scattered rain showers likely. High of 42. Chance for mixed precipitation Thursday. Chance for snow on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. You know, I'm really talking about, you know, what happened, the malls in America, and not the malls of America, but remembering these malls that really disappeared, man, and right before our eyes. I mean, and I don't know if the strip malls, Watermelon has joined me. Strip malls, do you think they played a role in?
Well, I think so a little bit, Earl. You know, they're a little more community orientated, let's say that, for lack of a better term, where it's just pretty easy for a guy to walk around the corner and go into that strip mall, or maybe drive a very short distance and have the major conveniences and the things that they're looking for. And those guys that market those places and build them, they know what the community's right. looking for. So they take a financial risk, and they're able to gain if they do it correctly.
You know, as we look at, you know, 12 days before the holiday. You know, I mean, you used to, I think I did kind of enjoy going into the malls around the holiday. It was festive. You could feel the energy of people. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Families, that part of it kind of helped get you into the spirit. You walk into the stores. They'd have all the bells and whistles.
Everything's all bright and shiny. Yeah. A lot of lights going on, trees. Yeah. Everybody's in a good mood.
Yeah, yeah.
So let me ask you, Earl, you got all your Christmas shopping done? How you doing there?
Come on, man. You know, I haven't bought one thing.
Earl, are you like me? Are you a last-minute kind of guy?
I've always been a guy who the day before Christmas Eve, I'd be picking up the scraps and and to be honest with you, ever since my children, who are now 40, 45, 44, 43, and 35 or so, somewhere in those.
Sure.
That, you know, who are you shopping for, right?
Right.
I mean, you know, and so you miss part of that. Part of that was fun.
It was kind of exciting.
Right.
Sure.
And then going into these malls, even though you'd be inconvenienced because of, you know, how far you had to park away and all those things. But you kind of talked about it. This online stuff.
Yep.
And I got to tell you, man, what did they used to say? Let your fingers do the walking.
Yeah, through the yellow pages. Sure, you and I are old enough to remember that. Connor's probably thinking, "What the hell are they talking about?"
So let your fingers do the walking,
right?
For these Amazon and those kind of things, man. And it's boom.
Yeah.
Stuff is there.
It's an incredible experience. You know, I'm not a big online shopper. My gal is, and she's really good at it. I think she makes a lot of money for Jeff Bezos and a few of them other folks, but it's just incredible. You know, you can look at what you want. You know, you click a button, put it in your cart, and press send, and it shows up the next day. I mean, it's pretty astonishing.
I don't know any woman that is not a online shopper.
Man, I'm telling you. Yeah.
So when you remember, yeah, you do remember. What was it, man?
Sears and Roebuck and catalogs. No, remember them days, Earl?
Yeah, I do, man. But Bundy, it was a comedy show.
All the children or all no, my children? What
no,
the hell is that?
Bundy. Al Bundy.
Yeah. What was the name of that? I forget the name of that show.
I know, but he was
married with children.
Married with children.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And his
go
wife,
shoe shopping.
Yeah, but his wife was always ordering stuff, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And she would be ordering all this junk, and he would see it coming way ahead of time. That's kind of what's happening now.
Yeah, yeah.
Every time you look up, there's something being dropped off at the house.
Right.
And you're like, what was that?
Yeah.
You know, what is that? And it's easy. Things you probably don't need. The great thing about it is I can look and say, hey, I see this and order it right now. And tomorrow, I don't even know how they do it, man, but they can get it there.
Yeah, it's an incredible system with all the robotics and the electronics and just everything, how they do all that stuff. And it's these huge, huge, humongous warehouses.
Yeah.
They call them fulfillment centers, you know.
They're not fulfilling the people that are working there.
Yeah.
Those are, you know. But I just think, man, that the loss of the malls are another one of the things that meant so much to us and you in my lifetime. All these things are going away.
Yeah,
they're not coming back. They're not going to turn the clock back.
Mm-hmm.
But all of those things and different things that impacted our lives as baby boomers and made us who we are, they're kind of gone, right?
They certainly are. You know, and times are changing. I mean, Father Time waits for no one.
No.
And you build a better mousetrap, people are going to gravitate to it. You know, I give you a little personal example. Up in Green Bay, there's a place there called the Green Bay Plaza, and it was right in our backyard, quite frankly. And I drove around there the other day, and you know, the great Sears and Roebuck store is now closed, and they're tearing it down. You know, that thing was a staple deal.
Right.
I mean, it was just like a solid thing. Like, everybody went to Sears for stuff.
Yeah.
And now it's gone.
Well, if it was still around.
That place is gone.
Yeah, if still around, it left in Milwaukee 15 years ago. So, I mean, these are things, man, that make you think about your childhood,
right?
You know, as we've become grizzled old men. Well, as I've become a grizzled old man, you don't fit that bill. But
wait,
as I've become a grizzled old man, it just makes me think back to those good times, right?
Yeah, yeah. We used to get in a little bit of me and my buddies, we used to have plenty of activity up at the malls.
Right.
You know, and I think that is another dynamic of the malls around here.
I'm a girl watcher.
Yeah.
I'm
all
a
that
girl watcher.
You know?
Not anymore, dear.
Gotta
go
you
to
too,
a break.
Honey. I did not mean it like that.
Gotta go to a break. 844-967-2789. We'll be back. All right, Johnny, thank you.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha, WAUK 540 AM, always streaming at waukradio.com.
Are you dreading going into work every day? Do you want a career where you can earn more and feel appreciated? If you answered yes, then Sigma Castings, a division of Sigma Engineered Solutions in Marquesan and Jackson, is your answer. They are more than a company. They are a family of dedicated experts that span the continents. Here are a few ways they make you feel appreciated. Entry-level pay is $18 an hour with regular performance reviews. After 90 days, you get 80 hours of vacation plus 11 paid holidays. They will give you a $2,000 sign-on, stay-on bonus. They offer a robust benefit package with low premiums and great coverage, and their 401k will blow you away. Now hiring first shift, Monday through Friday, 5 a.m. till 2 p.m. Start your new career today at Sigma Castings in Markazan and Jackson. Find them on Indeed or call 920-260-8560 and wake up happy to go to work.
Crisis in Ukraine. I'm Rita Foley with an AP News Minute. We need everything. That's what the head of a humanitarian group in Ukraine says as representatives from 46 countries and 24 international organizations meet in Paris to promise to give Ukraine what it needs to get through the winter. The AP's Charles de Ledesma.
Opening the donor conference, French President Emmanuel Macron described Moscow's bombardments of civilian targets in Ukraine as a war crime. He said the Kremlin's attacking civilian infrastructure because its troops have suffered setbacks on the battlefields. In addition, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is calling on donors to create a coordinated mechanism for delivering aid to Ukraine's beleaguered civilians as winter sets in. He wants EU countries to facilitate temporary electricity and natural gas exports to Ukraine. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And I'm Rita Foley.
Hi, this is Joe Cordell with the law firm Cordell & Cordell. Divorce can be complicated, especially if children are involved. If you're a father and want to protect your role in your children's lives, remember Cordell & Cordell. We've helped men with matters like these for 30 years, and we'd love to help you.
Contact Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Atlanta area attorneys. 404-793-0000. Online at CordellCordell.com. 1 Glen Lake Parkway Northeast, Suite 975, Atlanta, Georgia, 30328.
Still looking for that perfect gift? UNTUCKit is having a huge 25% off sale site-wide and store-wide for a limited time only. UNTUCKit shirts are designed to be worn untucked. They're the easiest way to keep them looking sharp and feeling comfortable. You can't go wrong with a gift of our super soft flannels, wrinkle-free shirts, and cozy sweaters. So don't miss your last chance to save 25% off right now at UNTUCKit.com or your nearest UNTUCKit store for a limited time only. UNTUCKit, shirts designed to be worn.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnier with your headlines. Governor Evers kicking off his Doing the Right Thing listening tour, the first stop in Kenosha tonight from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at the Civil War Museum. This is the first of three sessions before the new year. Additional sessions will be scheduled for 2023. The governor wants to hear directly from state residents on the issues that matter to them as he prepares the 2023-2025 executive budget. Gas prices below $3 a gallon in Wisconsin, but numbers from AAA show diesel prices are higher than they were a year ago. The average cost of regular gas is down from $3.65 last month to $2.85 this month. The average cost of diesel down from $5.13 to $4.28. Gas prices lower than their $3.03 average this time last year. But the price of diesel is about 90 cents per gallon higher than it was last December. You're listening to The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK, 540 AM.
Show as always. You can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Listen, I want to talk about this because ever since I started receiving Medicare, I've always been confused about, you know, this time of year, because you just see it nonstop commercials with entertainers and old athletes like Joe Namath and Jimmy Walker and others who are telling you you need to buy this Medicare Advantage. And I got to tell you, even to this day, I don't know how long have I been getting Medicare. I think it starts at 63 or something like that. I don't know. So, and maybe some of you know, maybe it's been now 5 years. But I still don't understand. It's so complex and complicated, you know. Part A, part B, part C, part D. And so it's so easy to be confused. And you know they confuse you, not Medicare itself, because that's straightforward. It's easy to understand that part of it. But all the rest of those things, and if you know, please let us know at 844-967-2789 if you can explain it to many of us. So I know this open enrollment ended on December 7th. And in between when open enrollment starts and it ends on December 7th, you're deluged with all of these people calling you. Hey, Earl, how you doing? I'm like, with numbers, phone numbers that sound like, you know, that look like people that you know and from your neighborhood, you know, zip codes and all those things. They're so controlling in the way they approach scamming the elderly, scamming legally. Those of us who don't understand how technical this hustle and fraud called Medicare Advantage. A scam. A legal scam. And I just, again, Democrats and Republicans, this is legal. You know, insurance companies can legally take advantage of people because politricksters have been bought out. And so while you're struggling trying to figure out, and people who are solely relying on their Social Security alone are being scammed by multi-billion dollar companies, and somehow that's okay. What they've done is just heartless. You know, it's time to end the Medicare Advantage scam. And at the end of these scams should be some jail time, including our elected officials who know what's going on. You should not be a congressman or a senator who knows about this illegal scam and you don't open your mouth. All congressmen and senators, both Democrats and Republicans, know that the consumers are being taken advantage of by these insurance, health insurance companies, and they won't open their mouths. They won't dare open their mouths. Listen to this. You know, again, those of you who have just come out of this open enrollment period, you know, millions of seniors, they give you a chance supposedly to choose your Medicare plan to meet the needs that we have as we've aged. And so it's a hodgepodge. You might as well just throw everything up in the air and catch whatever it is, because they've got it so complex that you can't understand it. And yet it's so critically important to those of us who are on Social Security, because we don't have a lot of extra money to spend. That's why it's even more important that our elected officials put an end to it. But our elected officials won't put an end to it because they're part of the scam, because they get kickbacks from the lobbyists. I don't know how many times I have to repeat this over and over and over. that when you have lobbyists who are talking with our elected officials, sitting down talking to them from on behalf of who pays them, the lobbyist is paid by the industry that they represent. So if you're somebody who's in, you know, health insurance, then there are lobbyists who are representing the health insurance fields, and they broker conversations and deals with our elected officials to not benefit you and I, but to benefit the insurance companies. And they prey on seniors, and they profit off of the Medicare brand. I don't know how it's possible that we know what Medicare is, but how is it possible then that somebody else can use the title Medicare? Well, we're Medicare Advantage. How is it that Medicare allows somebody to use their names in this scam? I don't understand it. But we continue to deal. These are things that you maybe won't realize until you get to the point where you're on Medicare. But clearly, your grandparents, sometimes your parent, sometimes your aunt, your uncle, are being really taken advantage of, and shareholders of these insurance companies are padding their pockets at the expense of the elderly. What can be any more low than people take? It's just like taking advantage of children. What can be any lower than taking advantage of the elderly, lying to them, scheming to them, and it's legal? And so nobody has any shame in this, but the culpability is from the Senate, from the Congress. Come on, that's where it starts. From the heads of these mega corporations, and especially under the guise of Medicare Advantage. Hey, good morning, Dave. How are you doing, sir? Thank you very much for calling. Am I off base on this?
Oh, no, Earl, you're right on. Medicare Advantage is a privatization scheme. And I'm glad you're alerting your listeners to that. Just yesterday, I saw a headline. It demonstrates that their greed is insatiable, these corporate profiteers, because they're not satisfied with just this Medicare Advantage scheme. It's not going fast enough to privatize Medicare, so they've dreamed up another scheme. So the headline is, progressive lawmakers demand fraud probe into Medicare privatization scheme. And let me read you just a little clip of what it's about. Let's see.
So while you're finding it, and so people with disabilities as well are being scammed. And these things at some point in time have to be not only exposed, but if we can't stop this, and you and I can't stop it, we can. We need to put the pressure on our congressmen and senators and force them to do what's right by us.
Absolutely. Okay, I have it here.
Go ahead.
It says it's a group of progressive lawmakers led by Senator Elizabeth Warren and Representative Pramil Jayapal is calling on Biden health officials to immediately launch a fraud probe into the organizations taking part in ACO Reach. That's what this scheme is called, ACOB, a slightly reformed version of a Medicare privatization scheme that the Trump administration set in motion during its final months in power. So it was a gift from the Trump administration to corporate medical profiteers.
You know, Dave, this is really about private insurance that uses the name of Medicare to defraud seniors and people with disabilities into enrolling into these, entities that then, and this is so complex that they make it appear as if it's easy and that they're going to give you these things, but then you find out that it's a shell game. They're not going to provide you with any of those things. So how can that possibly be? And again, this is why, you know, when I talk about capitalism, people get angry with me. But if capitalism means, okay, I can take advantage of any sucker because they don't read the small print, that's to me, that's immoral. And so because I can't read the legalese in the small print that's in Medicare Advantage, buyer beware, why should I suffer from that? Why should there be a buyer beware? Right?
Right. Well, it's even worse than that. According to this article, it says this ACO reach entails shifting some traditional Medicare recipients like me. I have original Medicare. It entails shifting them into this privately run insurance plan without their knowledge or consent.
Yes.
And it's scheduled to begin January 1st. How can this be in America that they're putting you into, you know, private health insurance, taking you out of regular, you know, original Medicare, and putting into a private plan without your knowledge or consent?
You know how it can be, Dave, because both Democrat and Republican congressmen and senators have made that legal. Corporations can't just do this willy-nilly on their own. They have, somebody has to open the door and pass the laws that make this possible. And so you and I don't know that. We're not privy to those things, Dave. But what people need to understand is the long-term damage that's being done. Dave, hang on a second. Hang on. Got to go to a break.
Sure.
844-967-2789. We'll be right back.
Up North News Radio is Wisconsin's new choice for progressive talk about important state issues from the team that brings you the news through social media, newsletters, and here on the radio. I'm Pat Kreitlow. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 8 a.m.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Missed your favorite show live on air?
It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Cloudy skies this afternoon with highs around 38. Southeast winds 10 to 20 miles an hour. Cloudy again tonight. Scattered rain showers likely. Lows level off around 36. Scattered rain showers again tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 42. Overcast. Chance for mixed precipitation Thursday. Chance for snow on Friday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. I'm talking about the I think, immoral scam. It's called Medicare Advantage, and the fact that our elected officials, both Democrats and Republicans, are aware of the elderly being scammed out of billions of dollars, just basically lied to, flat out lied to, and somehow this is legal. Dave, you were saying, sir.
Yeah, I was just alerting you and your listeners to this new scam, this ACO reach that is apparently flying under the radar because until recently I haven't heard of it. But it's this major development in the Medicare world. Apparently, the middlemen in this ACO reach program will be able to keep 40% of what they don't spend as profit and overhead. There are critics of this plan that say these practices have been rife in privately run Medicare plans, which now provide coverage to nearly half of eligible Medicare population. So it's just an effort to destroy Medicare. It's to trick people to get into these private plans, and there won't be enough beneficiaries in original Medicare, and the Congress people will say, oh, well, we have to, everyone's in Medicare Advantage, so let's just get rid of original Medicare. And it'll be totally privatized.
Don't you find it implausible that you can use the name Medicare and add Advantage to it and defraud the people? You would think that Medicare would be something that would stand alone and that would not be legal to add Advantage to it and alter what Medicare really is.
Well, they're even more brazen than that. I have an ad by a major health insurance provider that I have saved because one of these days when I get to my a congressperson who I think is, activist on this, I want to show this to them because they use their logo. It's a famous logo, and it says Medicare. That they're providing Medicare. They don't even bother to use Medicare Advantage. That's how far the deception has gone. I can't believe that they're allowed to do that.
No, and neither can I. But, they're allowed to do it because our elected officials have not penalized them for fraud. For doing that, and they clearly, our elected officials clearly are aware of it, and this is why, there are times that people have said many times over the years that I'm anti-American, and because I point these kinds of things out and say that this should not be allowed to happen. And this happens under the so-called I'm a patriot and under the flag, and people love the flag and all those things. But what happens under that flag, a lot of times are criminal. And these things are criminal, should be criminal, even though they're not. When and that's what makes it possible. When people buy it at Medicare Advantage, and I can tell you, Dave, you're a smart guy because you don't have it. You were able to discern what it was, but many people have not. And so they have Part A, Part B, Part C, Part D. They've gotten them all and don't realize the Medicare Advantage portion of it, you're not getting anything for what you're spending that money on. If you go to a doctor outside of the network, you're stuck, and the networks are small. You're stuck with whatever that cost is, unless you meet the out of pocket, charge for the year, which is almost $8,000. You know, and when you are on a senior on Medicare and Social Security, and let's say you are a widower who and your husband has died and he was the breadwinner and you were the homemaker, which there are a lot of still, and all you have is your Social Security, and $7,500 out of pocket is inconceivable. You can't afford that.
Right, but Earl, you give me too much credit because I did fall for the scam.
Oh, okay.
I did sign up for a Medicare Advantage plan, but luckily I learned about the limitations of that plan soon enough. Within 1 year, what's good, I think the government, to their credit, one thing they do is, I think there were people who, you know, when they allowed Medicare Advantage to do what it's doing, it gave people 1 year to try it. And if within 1 year, and what I did is I waited till the end of my year in Medicare Advantage, you can switch back to
a year later
original Medicare without penalty. You won't lose. You won't have to pay any higher premiums or anything for your Part B. So luckily, I discovered I could do that, and I did it. So it didn't harm me in any way. It was a learning process. I was able to learn how all the bad things about Medicare Advantage, and then switch back to original Medicare. And now I'm set.
You know, Dave, the worst thing about all of it is that during this open enrollment time, the television commercials are everywhere. And so everybody's involved in the scam because they've got this on television all day, all night, and they're planting the seed in people's minds who don't understand it. And the fact that this is all allowed to play out, I think, is a stain on this nation. And it can't just be, well, you need to know better. Well, no, you shouldn't need to know better, right? You should be protected from that.
Right, and those commercials are so seductive. You know, when I look at those commercials, of course you would sign up for Medicare Advantage. The benefits look so fantastic and unbelievable, right? But what they of course they're not going to tell you the downside. You know, some of the things that you are talking about, that you get burned if you accidentally use a provider that's out of network.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
This local musical interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, VO5. Let's do it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always.